was a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 15th, 2009. For the newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. On the website, you'll see all the other sites I have up there if you scroll down. Bookmark them for future use because I do get hassles from the big servers once in a while. And if you bookmark them, at least you can download the latest shows. They're in audio format and you can listen to them. Well, the big ones give me a hassle and I'm trying to figure it out. Now, these are the official sites I have. Anything else isn't mine. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. There's Alan Watt, sentient.sentinel.eu. And the last one is a European site, has all the same audios as the rest, but it has addition of a lot of transcripts of the talks I've given for download and prints up in the various languages of Europe. And as always, I try to get my little plug for myself in at the very top of the show, which is probably wrong. I should scatter it throughout the show because people jump over it because everyone expects everyone else to pay. And that's generally what happens. Everybody's expecting and no one's paying. But you can buy the books I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, the discs and so on. There's DVD discs and CDs there. Some of the CDs have about 50 shows on them. And you can donate if you don't want to buy. How to do it's on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can use PayPal internationally. It's no problem at all. And from the U.S., you can use personal checks to Canada. Outside the U.S., of course, outside the Americas, personal checks can't be accepted. So for the U.S. to Canada, personal checks, and of course within Canada, there's also international postal money orders from your post office, which you can get in the United States. It's really it's paid in advance, so it clears here quite easily. So that's an international postal money order from the post office. Outside the Americas, as I say, there's PayPal. You can order as well, don't forget, through PayPal. Just send me a separate email along with the PayPal payment. And you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, and some people just send cash. It's up to you. Same in the U.S. And for folks who just get the disc burned and given to them, don't use computers, and lots of them get passed around at talks and demonstrations and so on, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. I generally mention, too, once in a while, that when you're not authorized to be out there and you're not living in the U.S., you have to use U.S. sources to get information out. It's the only country left with the ability to say things, and even that's going down quickly. Massive attacks inside the U.S. to curtail freedom of speech. The freedom of speech means that you have to listen to a lot of stuff you don't like as well. That's what freedom of speech is all about. The pros and cons, the groups that go after each other, and you cannot be offended because that's what free speech is about. When free speech is curtailed, it means that somebody's won somewhere and they're eliminating all the rest from talking about them. That's really what free speech is and censorship is about. In Canada, I have ExploreNet literally cutting me back. That's my uploader. I uploaded to their satellite company and they're censoring me by design by over cutting the half the speed, taking the same money, of course, and give me the runaround. Only in the U.S. do you have the last voice left. Use it. Back with more after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. As I say, it's amazing outside the U.S., and it's amazing inside the U.S., because people take things for granted within the country. They think, and every generation thinks, that everything's going to be the same forever. And then they grow older, and they adapt to the changes, until literally you adapt your way out of all freedoms. You have no freedoms left. You don't understand that outside America, U.S., that basically you don't have these rights and freedoms to say what you want to say. And people who do say what they want to say from whatever party side or whatever agency, they come under fire often from the biggest agencies out there, the ones who are backed by the biggest money and the biggest organization, basically. Outside the U.S., we know we're in a completely socialized world, a socialized world done on the Fabian principle that was meant to integrate the Soviet system after 70, 80 years into the commercial capitalist system. Those that had the right by Darwin's principles, those at the top of the capitalistic system to run the world together. Socialism for the public, serving a world state, and for the people, they get all their cash or credits or whatever they want to call it from the big top capitalists that would work hand in glove with governments. That's why it's so hard to define to most people. They get stuck in terms. They think of only communism as communism. They think of socialism as something completely different. They think of fascism, again, as something completely different. You understand this is a blending of all those systems that came out of the principles of Darwin, Charles Darwin. In fact, you'll find if you go into the writings of Karl Marx, he adopted Darwin's theories because he said it validated the whole theory of his theory, his doctrine of immaterialism. Under those principles, those who had proven they were the fittest to survive by getting to the top had the right to rule over the rest, and that science eventually would be used as the big hammer on the public, experts, a world of experts and scientists, snake oil, really, salesmen that could wangle any formula to suit their political agendas. And that's what we live through. It's through medicine, it's through everything, a lot of nonsense theories that keep changing all the time, contradicting the last theories very often, without a mention, very Orwellian, without a mention of how wrong they must have been with yesterday's theory that was taught as a gospel truth. And there's very few stations left in the United States that can still say what they want. Very few. And I've no doubt at all they will be banned eventually, because we're really in the grip now of the last stage of the onslaught of what is loosely termed world socialism, something planned for well over 100 years, actually hundreds of years in the making. And one of the stations here is RBN. Now, I don't get paid from RBN. I don't get paid by the advertisers. The money, the advertisers that are on this show pay directly RBN. I have nothing to do with that at all. And that pays for this airtime. And it pays for the staff and equipment and their bills and all the rest of it. And I'm sure RBN gets a lot of hammering as well for the different guests they have on, the different ideas and all the rest of it. But again, that's what freedom of speech is all about, whether you like it or not. Lots of people out there would have you have no freedom of speech whatsoever. They'll turn you into an Orwellian world. And people have to see George Orwell's 1984, the black and white version. Most folk don't read the book anymore. They can't read any book. They've got to have it all visual. So if they see the black and white version that was put out in 1984, it's a memorial, basically, to George Orwell, a tribute, with Richard Burton in it. It's a very good version. They cram a lot of the real book in there. That's what we're going through now. And you see double think at play, where the bureaucratic class, when they're given a new order as to who they're fighting, must forget who they were fighting yesterday and pretend it was always this new enemy, and that's who they've always been fighting. Just like that. Just like that. That's the political correct world that we live in today. We believe what we're told to believe immediately, and you'd better believe it or else. And that's what it's all about under world socialism. Now, RBN has copies of Aaron Russo's book, Freedom to Fascism. And you can help them out, too, at that station by, I think it's a deal where you can get business cards there. And you get a free copy of Freedom to Fascism with it. So look into it, Republican Broadcasting station, the networks, look into it and see what you can do to help them out. Because I know that these stations will not last too long. I used to listen to Patriot radio stations when it was all on shortwave radio. That's the AM band. And there were quite a few different stations out there at that time, with different points of view. But it was good to listen to all the different points of view of what was happening in the world and how different groups saw things from their perspective. And one by one, I watched them all go down. Almost all have gone. Because you get attacked by many different ways, just like I get attacked by a satellite company that really is working for Hughes Satellite Corporation, which is the big military industrial bunch. The military share the same satellite that ExploreNet subcontracts for. So they're in bed with them totally. And if they can't just ban you from speaking, they simply pull the plug on you or give you hassles like halving your speed so you can't even watch a video. I get probably hundreds of people sending me emails every week saying, watch this video. I can't watch any. I can't even download. Even though I'm paying for high speed, I can't even download my own show as it's playing right now. As you can do. You can download it because RBN's broadcasting it. But I can't do that. That's how they get to you outside the U.S. And this kind of stuff, it can be done too, more covertly within the U.S. You have more right to come back and complain than we do outside. We have no rights here. Here they'll play around with you forever. Just play with you. And I've gone through all the rigmarole of, oh, it's probably your equipment. Then you pay hundreds of bucks to get a guy in. And then, of course, you replace this and that. Nothing wrong with this stuff. And it isn't until you go through all this rigmarole that eventually one person at ExploreNet one night, maybe a new girl, I don't know, said, oh, they've got you on a lock. I says, oh, really? Yeah. They've got you on a lock for your usage. And, of course, they have great clauses saying unfair use of policy, unfair use. Even though I don't overdo anything that wasn't in the advertising in the contract. They can vary it to suit you and say, oh, well, see, for you, especially you, you're going over the limit. You say, what is the limit? I've been through this with them. We can't tell you. They can't tell me what the limit is. So you catch on immediately. They've been told to give me a hassle. So anybody who really wants high speed, whatever you do, don't get ExploreNet. And I'll keep talking about that until they up the speed to what it's supposed to be. What I'm paying for, and they have no problem taking the cash for that. And then I might just be a little bit more pleasant to them. This has been going on for months now. Months. Now, most folk, as I say, are ignorant of the history of what's been happening. And they get confused with terms like communism, socialism, all the isms, even Zionism. There's two kinds of Zionisms. There's the one that Einstein talked about, and there's the one that people think is to do with a homeland for Jewish people. But they're really all combined together. These were come out of world movements to unite the whole planet under the groups that were formed to bring in the Darwinistic theories, combined with the theories of Nietzsche, and so on. In fact, Darwin was responsible for giving credence to the theory of, as I say, Marxism and communism. They showed the in their own propaganda in the Soviet Union the faces of Lenin and Darwin and the portraits of Marx and all the rest of it. They put them all together. You'll find in the early Nazi posters as well, they did the same thing. In fact, in the earliest ones, Hitler was next to Lenin. They had him in the same poster, because they're both socialist movements. And we find these big, big movements towards that were also funded in history. We can tell they were funded by proof and evidence and articles written in prestigious magazines and newspapers at the time. They were funded by the top bankers of the Western world, Germany, Britain, and the U.S. They brought in those movements, all of them. And no one was ever tried, no banker was ever tried, and no corporation was ever tried, international corporation, for the damage they caused to the rest of us. Because, you see, the agenda is still ongoing, and they're all still being used. When they started up the revolutionary movements, they had to create ones for most of the males, but they also created ones for the females to get them in, to get everybody involved in change. Change was to be good, you see, back in the 1800s. And they brought out Madame Blavatsky, an actress, basically, a ham actress. And they gave her a form of female Freemasonry with mysticism and channeling and all this stuff to bring them in. That's what Weishaupt said, too. How do you get recruits in? You give them a big mystery. You never give them the answer, but you give them a great mystery. You can keep them going. And it was also for revolutionary change, and Blavatsky talked about that, revolutionary radical change. And she said eventually she'll win by using the churches. Back with more on this after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Back in the 1800s, there were so many groups formed, and they were formed to be a multitude of groups, because those that planned the future knew there were different kinds of personalities, different classes, and so on, different kinds of people with beefs, different beefs, and so they gave leaders to all. They also knew that people were very religious in some countries, and they made sure they got the religious leaders presented to them as well through infiltration. And that's what Blavatsky talks about in her own books. She said that eventually they'd bring in a world religion, and they'd use the churches to do it. And they've actually done it. Of course, we also know that Mr. Rockefeller founded the World Council of Churches that began all the interfaith. They didn't actually begin it. They copied it because his ancestors were already busy with a parliament of world religions. And I think the first one was that one, I think, in England with the World Fair in the 1800s and the department. And then had another one, too, in Chicago in about 1893, a parliament of world religions. I have their books here. Their idea was to bring a world socialist system together, and they used all the religious leaders to bring it about. That was their, they never stopped. They never stopped, you see. That's why it's never safe to join anything without looking into who controls your particular branch of a church. What kind of sect are you in? How far does it go up? Does it go up to the World Council of Churches? If it does, then you're on a socialist global system. once your job is done and you bring all this to be, you'll have nothing left in common with the initial guidelines and beliefs of that particular church. But that won't matter because generations will have passed and you'll be like everyone else in the world by then. And most folk have already done that. There's really no difference at all between the average cultural Christian, as they're called, intergenerational cultural Christian, to the general population. Same divorce rate, same amounts of affairs and all the rest of it. They've done so many studies on all of this stuff. And they all watch the same TV programs. So it's a cultural Christian, as opposed to someone that follows a Christian way, generally because they haven't been taught to. But there's also the Council for a Parliament of the World's Religions. And I think just held their world meeting recently. I put the link up on my site, cuttingsforthematrix.com, at the end of the show. All these articles I'm going to read, you'll find on my site at the end of the show. Once I can spend twice the time uploading it, that is, because I'm exploring it. And go through this website at your leisure. There's a lot in there to show you how they're all working to bring the world together through all the religions, the Dalai Lama, all the different Christian leaders have been infiltrated into regular religions, and how they're doing all these interfaith things. They bring in the greening and everything else. They're all behind the carbon footprint agenda, all that stuff, because anybody who's anybody today who wants a lot of funding from the big boys, and yes, they all do get funding from the same sources, must be on board with the whole agenda of a world socialist society where experts will run the world and they'll have their scientific priesthood. And for those that want a religion, they'll ensure they have your on-board religionists to keep you a nice, happy sheep. It's interesting how Blavatsky was quite correct. Now, Freemasonry was the intended way that Blavatsky talked about infiltrating all the churches. Believe you me, the U.S. was infiltrated from its very foundation. His very foundation. And once the Revolutionary War was over, groups of different sects came over from Europe and set up their own institutions within the U.S. Very, very interesting groups, even right down to what they called Christian communist groups. They tried to live in communes run by, again, an expert at the top, someone that they really revered. And they had breeding programs on the go, like they did at it was at Oneida in New York. Very interesting to look at that. You'll find that Sir Thomas Huxley, the best friend of Darwin, was so interested in that particular group. He had all access to all their records of who mated with whom, the kind of children they brought up. They were raised communally, by the way. And H.G. Wells and others made trips over to visit the communes because not everyone could breed with everyone else. They promoted daily sex amongst all of the people, even child sex, by the way, and had all these different guidelines, but you're not allowed to conceive unless you were ordered to conceive. You're mated like stallions and mares by those in charge. Fantastic story, but the public are ignorant of really these groups that infiltrated the U.S. by design and where they came from and who ran them. Just like today, everything's done by deception. This is from the Times, October 22nd, 2009. This reminds me of what I think it was Malachi Martin said in one of his talks about the Vatican. When he was discussing Windswept House, one of his books, he said it was all finished in the Vatican. It was completely taken over by different kinds of perverts, and he was talking about Freemasons as well. And it was taken over politically too, because it all goes together, by the way. And it says, Vatican thumbs up for Karl Marx after Galileo, Darwin, and Oscar Wilde. They've added them pretty well to their saints. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the not only the takeover of churches, but how they probably didn't even know it was happening. And they adapt to changes all the time, until what they're following, maybe three generations down the road, is a completely different version of the religion that their grandparents or great-grandparents followed. They don't even know that, because they adapt. Most of the unthinking people in the world, they call them the dead in all ages, adapt. They adapt to whatever system they live under. Something that those who rule and fund revolutions for their change along a particular design understand perfectly. But the great masses of people, the proles, as Orwell called them, or the proletariat, as Marx called them, and Lenin, they don't know what's going on, don't really care what's going on, and they don't care what flag is waving above them or who runs them or owns them, basically. They never wisen up to the fact they're actually owned, in fact. So I'm talking about the Vatican here. From the Times, October 22nd, 2009. So it says here, Karl Marx, who famously described religion as the opium of the people, has joined Galileo, Charles Darwin, and Oscar Wilde on a growing list of historical figures to have undergone an unlikely reappraisal by the Roman Catholic Church. It says, the Vatican newspaper said yesterday that Marx's early critiques of capitalism had highlighted the social alienation felt by the large part of humanity that remained excluded even now from economic and political decision-making. Well, everything's changed now, eh? We've all got a say in what happens at the top in all these global meetings, like the one in Copenhagen, don't we? George Sands, a German-born professor of the history of the contemporary philosophy at the Pontifical Gregorian University, wrote an article that Marx's work remained especially relevant today as mankind was seeking a new harmony between its needs and the natural environment. He also said that Marx's theories may help to explain the enduring issue of income inequality within capitalist societies, and that income inequality is going to get an awful lot wider as we all pay and pay and pay for the carbon taxes, and supposedly to help the third world countries, mind you, through Mr. Rothschild's bank. That's who's going to deal with the carbon taxes. So it goes on to say, we have to ask ourselves, with Marx, whether the forms of alienation of which he spoke have their origin in the capitalist system. Professor Sands wrote, if money as such does not multiply on its own, how are we to explain the accumulation of wealth in the hands of the few? Well, Charles Darwin explained that, you fool. Charles Darwin said that, you see, those who were fittest to survive got to the top in society by thrift and hard work and all that kind of stuff. It's like Mr. Rothschild himself, the guy that backed Mr. Marx and put him up in England and helped fund him. God, they don't even know their history, these characters, do they? Quite amazing. And then that's followed up with this article here from Reuters. It says here, December 15th, 2009, this is from the Pope, rich nations must assume environmental duties. This is from the Pope, you see. It says, Vatican City, industrialized nations must recognize their responsibility for the environmental crisis, shed their consumerism, and embrace more sober lifestyles. That means poorer, by the way, Pope Benedict said on Tuesday. The Pope's call for more environmental commitments came in his message for the Roman Catholic Church's annual World Day of Peace. World Day of Peace, it says. To be marked on January the 1st, and whose theme is, if you want to cultivate peace, protect creation. Huh? Huh? Do you know how much carbon's going up in the abortion factories every day, Mr. Pope? The message is traditionally sent to heads of state, government, and international organizations, and its importance this year is more significant because its release coincided with the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, and that's just a coincidence, of course. They all work together, folks. Why don't you get it through your heads? They all work together. I said years ago, and I've said it over and over on the radio, don't join any group. You're being used. You're being used. And if you sit down with your best pal and form a group and get four other members in, you're already infiltrated, I guarantee you. It happens all the time. All the time. All the time. And the folk don't know it. We're always conned. Always conned. You know, Canada ordered, I think it was 50 million doses of the injectable flu shot. And it's way above the population of Canada. So I guess now the taxpayer that paid for all this stuff, minus all the cutbacks and kickbacks that the politicians got for passing it all and ordering it, will also be paying now for the transportation of it to third world countries because they want them to die off like they want us to die off as well of all this junk they're injecting into us. Here's an article here, and it's from My Way News. My Way News, it's from the Associated Press. It's December the 15th. It says, Atlanta health officials are recalling hundreds of thousands of doses of swine flu vaccines. Listen to this now. After tests indicated they may not be potent enough to protect against the virus. I mean, in other words, useless, you see. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notified doctors about the recall Tuesday. The recall involves about 800,000 doses made by Sanofi Pasteur. By the way, that was set up by the Rockefellers. The doses are pre-filled syringes intended for young children ages 6 months to almost 3 years. Health officials, you know, they don't have to give us names anymore, just, you know, experts and health officials, recommended children those ages get two doses spaced about a month apart. The health officials say it's not clear how many doses have already been given. They don't know, eh? Who's kidding who? but they don't think children need to be revaccinated. The lots passed potency tests when they were first shipped, because a lot of money changed hands, but tests indicate the potency waned after. It just went dud after it was passed. It went dud. It was useless to start with. That's what it means. Oh, boy, it's so such a joke, isn't it? Such a joke. And I've talked about this article before, and here's another one about the same thing, the truth about Tamil flu. It's from The Atlantic, December the 10th. It says here, 2 months ago, we pointed out in a story on the flu in The Atlantic that the antiviral drug Tamiflu might not be as effective or safe as many patients, doctors, and governments think. The drug has been widely prescribed since the first cases of H1N1 flu surfaced last spring, and the U.S. government has spent more than $1.5 billion of taxpayers' money stockpiling it since 2005 as part of the nation's pandemic preparedness plan. Every country has done this. Now, it looks as if our concerns were correct, and the nation may have put more than $1 billion into the medical equivalent of a mirage. This week, the British medical journal BMJ published a multi-part investigation that confirms that the scientific evidence just isn't there to show that Tamiflu prevents serious complications, hospitalizations, or death in people that have the flu. BMJ goes further to suggest that Roche, the Swiss company that manufactures and markets Tamiflu, may have misled governments. Oh, misled, that's very light. And physicians. In its defense, Roche stated that the company has never concealed or had the intention to conceal any pertinent data. So anyway, it says the BMJ's investigation began with an update of a review by the Cochrane Collaboration, a widely respected international consortium of researchers who periodically examine the medical literature to assess the safety and effectiveness of various treatments. Roche has claimed that its drug reduces hospital admissions by 61% in patients who were otherwise healthy before they got the flu. It's also said that Tamiflu reduces such complications as bronchitis, pneumonia, and sinusitis by 67%, and lower respiratory tract infections requiring antibiotics by 55%. A 2006 Cochrane review of Tamiflu came to similar conclusions based largely on one paper, that looked at 10 studies, all of them funded by, guess who, the Roche company. It says, the dog ate my homework. But then the Cochrane team, led by Chris Delmar from Bond University in Australia, re-examined the studies they had previously used in 2006. They found some discrepancies. It turned out that only 2 of the 10 studies had ever been published in medical journals. So out of the 10 studies that they claimed were there, only 2 of them had ever been published. It says, and those 2 showed the drug had very little effect on complications compared to a dummy pill or placebo. So the Cochrane reviewers decided to look at the data for themselves. They went to the lead authors of the published studies, the researchers who were supposed to have access to all of the data. One author said he had lost track of the data when he moved offices and the files appeared to have been discarded. The other said he'd never actually seen the data himself and directed the Cochrane team to go directly to the company. So these are the 2 papers we're talking about, that all this data come from. 4 months and multiple requests later, the Cochrane researchers had a hodgepodge of data from the company, including 2 studies that showed the drug was ineffective, but which the company had never published. And I could go on and on, but I won't bother. Because, see, I'm not surprised at all. I've been seeing this from the beginning. Doesn't matter, though, when people, they could bring it out again and panic the public once more who've heard all this stuff, and common sense and memory goes out the window when they're panicked, you see. That's why they can keep doing this stuff over and over again. Over and over again. Quite something, isn't it? Now, there's also the climate conference going on. As we all know, this is the final step of one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, for those who care to look it up for themselves. And it's called the redistribution of wealth, you see. And a lot of fools and followers really believe in this, that that's what they really mean. They want to redistribute the wealth. Well, look at the history of the Soviet Union, where a tiny minority took over that country in the middle of the night. You see, there was always there was a previous kind of revolution into a parliamentary system, and they took it over in the middle of the night and ran that country from then on with absolute horror and terror. They always have a reign of terror when they take over and to stay in charge. They terrify everybody. And they said, too, in the Communist Manifesto, apart from abolishing the family and all the rest of it, they'd redistribute the wealth, they'd abolish private property, etc., etc. So people think, just pass along and say, that's it, we're going to abolish private property. No, they get you in other ways. They use the United Nations. They use hundreds of departments within the United Nations, inspectors for the ecosystems, and is your house destroying an ecosystem, and is your gutter pipe, and not, I kid you not, is your gutter pipe dented? If there is, we'll give you thousands of dollars a fine a day. And eventually you're off your life. See, there's many ways to achieve the same goal. And people can't connect that. They can't connect it. They're always waiting for somebody at the top saying, yes, I'm a communist, I run the world, and we're abolishing private property. We're redistributing the wealth from the richer countries across the planet. And believe you me, that's not their goal. The money never gets to where it's supposed to go, as you well know. In fact, the ones at the top, since they believe in Darwinism, also have a list of people they want to bump off, eradicate. So stuff isn't going to end up helping Africa out, believe you me. You better do your homework before you fall to all this propaganda you're hearing. Well, that's nice. We'll all have a car and we'll all have... No, no, you won't. You ain't going to have your car either. You won't even have a house to live in. By the time they go through this period, this century of change, there's a lot of changes to make this century. A lot of changes. And most out there will just adapt and adapt and adapt. And eventually they will adapt into a form of Brave New World that follows the Orwellian period. Brave New World. They're already there pretty well. And I think it was NBC. It was one of the big companies made a Brave New World movie back in 1980. I'm sure you can all do a search and find it for yourself. Look at it, read it, and watch it. Because it follows that the communist ideal, where no one bonds with anyone else, everyone has sex all the time, but they don't give birth, you don't get pregnant. Exactly what Julian Huxley said too, who was a top player in this global system, the head of UNESCO, United Nations Department for Education. So I'll put this link up for upi.com. This is from to show you how they're going to start to redistribute the wealth and all the rest of it. And you realize the amount of money, you realize the millions and millions and millions of dollars of funding it took to get all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-governmental organizations over to Copenhagen, who are stopping people talking out against the con, using Nazi techniques of just coming into the meetings and screaming and yelling. But they're a rah-rah team for the whole thing to go through. All led to the top by chosen agents, and they are chosen and trained, with lots of idiotic followers who still probably believe in a new type of Santa Claus. The idealists, you see, they use the idealism of the youth who are too young and they have no wisdom collected. They haven't watched the cons. They haven't personally suffered from the cons yet. And they're too selfish to look at people who have suffered cons, the older people. In fact, they're told not to even think about older people. They're in the way. The older people caused all these problems, my goodness. And they're going to take it all back and fix it all. And then there's also the other side of it, the Texas Eagle Forum that attended it to see what was going on December the 15th. And it goes on about a report there of what's really happening and how they're talking now about hard cash from the richer countries. For all you out there that are having trouble getting a job or holding on to a house or wherever else that may get enough food on the table, you're called the rich, by the way, by all, I loosely call them communists, by these commie forces that are financed by the big bankers and foundations to go over there. And they lay on the line what's coming down the pike for the U.S. I'll put this link, and you can read this for yourself as well. But as they used to say in Scotland, when they had all these battles, when London was trying to take over and create this empire, this group that ruled London, after battles, they would say, it's all over, bar the shouting. Meaning the battle was over, it's just the yelling that was left. That's all that was going on. Well, to be honest with you, that's where we are today. That's how far gone it is. That's how far gone it is, folks. I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. There's also an article, just for a caller, from the Mail Online, that Lord Monckton has come out and told the world where it's actually going and been heavily criticized by all kinds of people for doing so. Was attacked, basically, at least verbally, by a Jewish activist at a Copenhagen meeting, an alternate meeting, where they're talking about what's really happening. And he branded this Jewish guy Hitler Youth. which is the right response, by the way, because these are like brown shirts coming in to disrupt the meeting. That's what they were about doing. He did the right response. That's the only way you can handle that kind of thing when that happens to you. He's no fool, Lord Monckton. And I'll put this link up too. That's from the Daily Mail, 12th of December, 2009. They come in and they start screaming and yelling until no one can speak, and that's their intention. Just like the brown shirts did. Now, I think Mike from Ohio is still holding. This satellite is going in.
Hi, Alan.
I don't know. Hello?
Yes. Alan?
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to own handguns and rifles and shotguns in Canada? And if so, what kind and what do you have to do to be able to own them?
Well, I don't know what they are now because they keep changing the laws. They changed so many laws over the last few years I think they even made them, the ones that had hunting rifles, register them as well across the country. That's right across the country. Very few folk can have handguns unless they join a club, I believe, and they're not allowed to have it in their car, even if it's locked up, unless they're going to and from the club, that kind of stuff. It's in its way out. Even hunting is in its way out because of all the hoops and licensing and courses that they have to take. I think a lot of them have given up, you know.
I wondered because I was just surfing the other day and I found a gun shop in Canada. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
I noticed they mentioned permits and this administration permits of all kinds. If you had a show and they.
Yeah, and it isn't just permits. You have to actually take a government-sponsored course for number one, before you can purchase one. Then you have to register it, like a hunting rifle. You can't buy ammo without it. And you must take a safety course before you can get it. Then it's another few weeks if you take a hunting course. You must take a hunting course. You know? And then, of course, you must be open to inspection by the police that come in to inspect how you're storing it and all that stuff. A lot of folk just threw up their hands and said it's pointless, you know.
I was looking at the people that do the cowboy shooting up there, you know, with black powder handguns and rifles and stuff.
Yeah, they even have crossbows licensed up here as firearms.
Crossbows?
Yeah, even crossbows come under firearms. You must take the same courses for a crossbow, yeah.
What do you do way out in the... out in Tooley's where you live? What do you do if a bear comes or something?
Well, here, you just have to use your common sense. And a lot of people, too, a lot of Indians up this way still do trapping. And they're awfully good at showing people how to trap and so on. What happens if a bear comes? It's like someone breaking your home. You're allowed to stand there and be lawfully eaten.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You mean you can't do anything? If you shot the bear, you'd probably go to jail if you didn't have a permit for a gun?
You could certainly be, they'd be charged for unlawful use of a firearm and probably endangering wildlife, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for calling, Mike.
Thank you, Al.
From myself and Hamish in Ontario, Canada, Hamish is the dog. It's good night to me, your God. Or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new Go.